It is a pleasure for World Literature Crusade to share with you the musical ministry of Ted Smith, as heard on the World Evangelism television special. Ted Smith.
I'd like to play for you now, "O God, Our Help in Ages Past." And that really is what World Literature Crusade is all about, taking the love of God to those that really need help. Give them your help so that they can help others that need it.
Thank you.
the time that I was in Japan, I saw firsthand the work of World Literature Crusade and the tremendous job they're doing in that country. And it's really working, as it is around the world. And I couldn't help but think what a staggering thing it is to think that they're putting literature in the hands of a million people a day. It's tremendous. And I know you people will want to have a part in this. So all I can do is encourage you to assure them that you're doing a part in this ministry. It works. I've seen it work.
Already you've listened to Ted Smith on this record. Another name associated with the Billy Graham Crusade is George Beverly Shea. Here he is now to sing a World Literature Crusade hymn written by Dr. Oswald J. Smith and heard on one of our WLC broadcasts. George Beverly Shea, first, a word of narration.
We may not go in person, but we can give and pray. The printed page will tell them of Christ, the truth, the way. Then let us put our money where it will count the most. The message is God's method, His power, the Holy Ghost.
We may not go in person, but we can give and pray. The printed page will tell them of Christ, the truth, the way. Then let us put our money where it will count the most. The message is God's method, His power, the Holy Ghost. Within our generation, the story must be told, for millions still are waiting outside the Savior's fold. Then let us speed His coming by doing what He said. The multitudes are longing for Christ, the living bread.
This is Jack McAllister, president of World Literature Crusade. On this record, we are sharing some of the highlights of the five-hour World Evangelism television special conducted in your area. We are deeply grateful for your phone call response to the challenge and opportunity to be a part of a ministry that is now introducing 1 million new people to Jesus Christ every day. Sorry we can't show overseas film highlights on this record, but we can bring you brief comments by some prominent Christian leaders concerning this World Literature Crusade ministry, which you are now helping to make possible. First, a word from Evangelist Billy Graham.
Especially do I count it a privilege to express my convictions about the World Literature Crusade. We would not have a knowledge of Christ and the gospel today if it were not for the fact that the Holy Spirit directed the writings of the New Testament. God has always used writings to communicate His message. Christ urged the people of His day to search the Scriptures. But unfortunately, millions of the world's population have no printed gospel. As I've traveled around the world, I have become convinced that one of the greatest needs in the missionary enterprise is to scatter the gospel by the printed page in every part of the world. In almost every country of the world, millions of people are now literate. They can read. And they will not come to listen to a gospel sermon in a church or an evangelistic meeting, but they will read a tract or a piece of literature. Therefore, one of the greatest means of world evangelization today is through the printed page. And that is one of the reasons why we're praying for the success of this missionary convention.
Here is a brief comment from Dr. Bob Cook, president of King's College.
And with the Every Home Crusade overseas is putting into the hands of men and women in countries where more than half of the population of the world lives today, the gospel, the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ.
Here are a few meaningful words from Dr. Harold Lindzell, editor of Christianity Today.
In the providence of God, God has given us these scriptures in written form. And one of the great means for making the gospel known to men all around the world is to provide Christian literature. The magazine for which I work is engaged in that kind of business. And World Literature Crusade is designed to do the same thing, except on a much wider basis and using materials in a far greater sense than it's possible for a magazine in the United States to do. And when people can be given literature, hundreds of millions of pieces of literature, and the gospel of Jesus Christ made known to them, it provides an evangelistic outreach, an evangelistic means, second to none in my judgment, in the day in which we live.
Here's Reverend Charles Blair, pastor of one of the 10 largest churches in the United States.
Since about 17 years ago, we've given more than $20,000 to this particular facet of the Lord's ministry, And just recently, one of our associates went to Spain and Portugal and that part of the world to personally view what God is doing under the ministry of Every Home Crusade in the world literature ministry. And he came back with some glowing reports, having seen the statistics and the actual facts and talked to the people themselves that had actually made a decision as a result of the literature. So I'm just delighted to say I'm not only excited about world evangelization, I'm excited about you personally as a friend and about your organization and the ministry that the Lord is giving you. And I believe you're one of God's great men in an hour like this.
Here's a brief but important message from missionary statesman Dr. Oswald J. Smith.
The mission of the church is missions. This is of primary importance. Everything else is of secondary importance. There are many other good things to be done, and they should be done. But if we neglect the main thing, the important thing, we are missing it after all. Our one great task is to give the gospel to the entire world. That is our mission as a church. Unless we have missionaries on the foreign field, or unless we are sending out paper missionaries, we are not carrying out our task. World Literature Crusade is attempting to reach all 210 countries of the world by means of paper missionaries. Believing that the printed page can be used of God as nothing else can, because the mission of the church is missions, do you want to have a part in this great worldwide enterprise? There are countries that must still be evangelized. If World Literature Crusade can reach 1 million souls a day, and we believe this is possible, then the world can be evangelized within a single decade. What part are you going to have in connection with this worldwide undertaking? Remember, the mission of the church is missions.
One of the highlights of the World Evangelism Special was reference to the amazing career of the late Dr. Frank Laubach. Dr. Laubach went to 97 countries and was responsible for teaching hundreds of millions of people to read in 274 languages. He was a guest on one of our radio broadcasts, and as we closed our radio interview, I asked Dr. Laubach this question. Do you think that we have made the right choice in devoting our lives to the printed page ministry, or is there something greater in the world that we could be doing?
No, this is the greatest thing you could possibly do, because as soon as these millions of people learn to read, that's our opportunity. Then the doors open. Their minds are hungry. You create a vacuum when you teach them to read, and we must write for them and fill that vacuum and give them what they are hungry for, the knowledge of the better life, life that knows God. And the only way to do that now is for us to provide this literature. If we don't do it, we've not done them any good. It's no use to teach them to read unless we give them the right literature. I'm not in sympathy with teaching people to read unless we give them the things that will help them. And so you're right. You're on the right track. We need millions and millions of pieces of gospel literature. Hungry minds are waiting for you out there. There's no greater need. We need literature all over the world that will uplift. You know perfectly well how much there is of the other kind that'll pull them down. My closing word is urgency. Doors open now. But 100 million of those people are being persuaded that communism is their only hope every year. And in 10 years, I think that door will be closed. It may be closed sooner than that. We can't wait. These people that we've been finding so easy to reach now will be easy to reach by the communists as well as by us. The iron curtain went down over China. All the missionaries are gone now. We had 5,000 there, and now we have none. And that iron curtain will go down over Southern Asia and over Africa if we neglect them. But if we go out there first and we teach those people to read and then we give them the right reading, then we can have them. We can have them if we help them. If we get there first, they're ours. And they will believe our gospel. No, now's the time. And it won't last long. It's not only a wonderful time to reach them, but just think what it means if the whole world should go communist. 2 out of 5 are communists right now in Asia, in Russia, and in China. And if the rest of them go, half the world goes, that'll be 9 out of 10 in this world. And so this is a terrific urgency from every point of view. Time's running out. The atomic clock is running down. We've got to work very fast. I mean it. I mean everybody. I don't mean a few of us. This is a vast thing. 8 times the population of the United States are at stake now, are wobbling, wondering which way to go, whether we love them enough to help them. And so that's immense. 8 for every one of us. We've done a little, but it's entirely too small. And now we have to go all out. All the churches. All the schools, everybody, with a flaming gospel of Christ. I'm hoping to see a great fountain of compassion rising from every city and town and hamlet, sending out there our literature and our Christ-filled people to help those people to help themselves. If we do that, we can get them. It will be easy. We have half the world's wealth. We could do it. They're the easiest people in the world to get. But if we don't get them soon, we lose them. Now's the time. The harvest is ripe. The laborers are terribly few. Reaching those hungry multitudes by the printed page is our hope, our only hope, because there's so many millions of them. And so I pray God's special blessing upon every one of you men who participate in the World Literature Crusade Ministry. We need your help and need it desperately over where I live. And we need it now.
Before you turn over this record, let me say, I look forward to a visit with you by radio every week on the 30-minute World Literature Crusade newscast. And just a word of deep gratitude for your phone call to the World Evangelism Special. Together, we shall reach at least 365 million people for Christ in the next 12 months. Thanks for your fellowship and your love and concern for unevangelized multitudes overseas.